It's 3:03 at KCBS, the Bay Area's news station. Our last sort of sunny afternoon for a while, heading into a colder, wet spell. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign in for Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising.
And here's what's happening.
CHP and Caltrans officials have just finished briefing reporters about the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, which has been closed since this morning after chunks of concrete fell onto the lower deck. We have live team coverage. KCBS's Megan Goldsby joins us from the Toll Plaza. Megan.
And Patty, it was an interesting one right when that news briefing started. No sooner had I hit record on the microphone than cars started moving behind the CHP and Caltrans people we were talking to. They opened the bridge right then. So they do have one lane open now in each direction. A little nerve-wracking for people who saw maybe some pictures of those pieces of concrete, one of which hit a car earlier this morning and closed down the bridge at 10:30. But Vince Ciccola with Caltrans says this is safe.
The bridge would not be open if it was not safe. So at this point, that's part of our safety inspection. So we're going to, as I said earlier, we're going to open as many lanes as possible that are safe. And then our goal at this point is to open all the lanes by 6 o'clock if they're safe.
So right now, one lane, the number one lane, open in each direction. And the reason it's the number one lane, the same lane in each direction, that's the left lane, is because they don't want the cars traveling one on top of each other so that we can prevent any further concrete falling while they are still inspecting this bridge. But for right now, there is one lane open in each direction. They'll keep us posted if any more open throughout the afternoon. And they do hope to have every single lane open by 6 o'clock tonight, a little late for some commuters, but that still would be nice. Now, a lot of commuters were stuck in this mess all morning, and covering that side of the story on the opposite side of the bridge for me in Marin County is KCBS's Carrie Hudasek.
Megan, it was a nightmare getting onto the bridge here on the west side of the bridge earlier today. You had cars on 580 East were trapped, and they had no choice but to turn around and head back towards San Rafael. 18-wheelers had to drive in reverse to get off the approach, and it was certainly a mess when I arrived here over 3 hours ago. We caught up with Maria, who was on her way to a doctor's appointment in Emeryville. She had to wait 45 minutes to turn around.
Oh, let me tell you, the first 15 minutes wasn't bad, but then after that, it was like, I got to get off this bridge. I want to get off of this.
Henry, who was heading home to L.A., says he now has to find another way to get back.
It's frustrating because, I mean, we're already driving 8 hours, so now it's adding on to it.
Now, Caltrans engineers are now on the scene to investigate the falling debris on the bridge. And the good news, like Megan said, one lane is open in each direction. Live on the west side of the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
And Cheryl will have the traffic implications of all this coming up in just a couple of minutes.